So there, within that interview, you've heard it from John O'Dowd. Sinn Féin will say no to the DUP's plan to fund corporation tax cuts via public sector redundancy. Sinn Féin have said it is unacceptable. Let's go back to the street lights. Marion, and where's that you're living, Marion? Glenravel.
Yeah. It's 9 miles out of Ballymena towards Cushendall.
Glenravel?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Beautiful place.
Is it nice?
Beautiful. especially in the wintertime when there's about 12 foot of snow. Stephen, I was just listening to those people talking about streetlights, and we actually have the same problem here in Glenravel. And we've reported them. They've said that there is no, you know, they won't be fixed. There's no money to fix them. But we get on with our life. At the minute, we're trying to put a program together for the winter. It has helped Glenravel help themselves. It's a program so that when, you know, things get bad, that there's people there to help older
yes.
people and young mothers and all the rest. And I think people have to realise that there is no money, so we have to, the community has to help themselves. And it's nice to get a bit of help from government agencies and all the rest.
Yes.
I think when they have the money, they'll do it.
Okay.
But if they haven't got the money, they can't do it.
Marion, thank you. Margaret in Belfast. Morning, Margaret.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I was listening to the first lady that was on there a while ago. She lives in the country somewhere.
Daphne.
Daphne, yes. Well, maybe Daphne or anybody else that lives in the country needs to come up and live in the city and see what darkness is all about. You're talking about potholes. You're talking about there's somebody else only after getting mugged at 8:30 last night. No street lighting. There's going to be elderly.
Well, Daphne was basically saying they live in the country. They don't have street lights. They get round it. Get over it.
Yes, get over it. Well, maybe Daphne needs to come up and live in the city and see what get over it's all about. And where I live, Dormont's lit up at night till maybe after 12:30, 1:00, 2:00 in the morning. And their lights is all gleaming. You can see it up on the hill and that. So where's the what do you call it in that? Do you know what I mean, Stephen? And it is going to cause a lot of accidents, mugging and everything
yes.
else. And
okay.
You're going to get a lot of people, if they do have accidents, they're going to put in for, what do you call it, big time, you know.
That's definitely not got a point, though, which says people in the countryside just get on with it.
Well, the people in the city have a point too, a big point.
Yeah. Margaret, thank you. What do you want?
I'm just in to clarify something. The DRD have been on to us.
Oh, have they?
Yes, they have.
They've been on the special phone.
They have been on the red phone into the studio. Basically,
yes.
Obviously, there's 14,500 lights that are faulty across Northern Ireland at
yes.
the minute. Now, it's not that they're not being fixed. They're waiting to be fixed. But obviously, with the budget
issues...
Oh,
is that
issues,
what they said?
Yes. It's not that they're not being fixed. So they're prioritising the lights that need
they're
fixed.
Not being it's not that they're not being fixed. They're waiting to be fixed.
They're waiting to be fixed. So obviously, if there's an electrical hazard, so basically if there's something that's going to electrocute somebody in the street,
yes.
or if an entire street is out,
yes.
things like that. But,
how many of the 14,500 are they not fixing?
Well, they don't know.
And how long are people
prioritising them, so
right,
it's not
right.
as straightforward
and
as
how long will some of the lights be indefinitely out?
Well, I will go back and
go back to whoever,
ask
go back to whoever picked up the phone to you during this programme and tell them of the 14...
Don't rant at me, Nolan.
And of the 14,500, how many of them are going to remain out for how long?
Do you think I'm a politician the way you're talking to me? I will go and I will ask them.
Mark in Belfast. Good morning, Mark.
Stephen, morning. How are you doing?
Daphne's back with us. Good morning, Daphne.
Good morning, Stephen.
I believe Mark wants to speak to you.
Oh, great. I'm
Mark, right,
on.
Great.
Good morning, Daphne. How are you doing?
Good
Daphne,
morning.
You chose to live in the country. See if you came to Belfast. Belfast is a city where there's a lot of crime that happens in the streets. And people need lighting on to see what's
What he actually said, right? Daphne, is you always get an idiot talking about something stupid, and he was referring
no.
to you.
No,
that's fine. Can I just say a couple? First of all, I didn't always live in the country. Okay, I came from what I would call a large town, which is now classed as a city. We did have street lighting, we did have crime. First of all, let me tell you, Mark, if you think we do not have crime in the country, come out and live in the country. We have joyriders, we have break-ins, we have everything that the city has, perhaps not on the same scale, because our numbers are obviously lower. What I'm saying is, and Stephen, you can relate to this. You have a piece, you have a cake, you have a large chocolate cake, and it is designed to give everybody...
Hold on. That was a low blow.
No, Stephen, listen, I listen to you all the time and I watch you on TV and you're looking marvellous. What I'm trying to explain is The budget is a cake. The cake is a certain size. It's designed, if you have your cake to invite 10 guests around for supper and they're all going to get a certain size and 50 people show up, everybody's going to have a smaller piece of cake. And that's exactly what's in the budget. So every week, every day I listen to you, it's either about cuts in the health profession, in the education, in the roads or whatever. We're having the cuts. Where would you suggest we have them?
Go on, Mark.
Because we're not going to please everybody.
Daphne, what the APMA rates for every year? I pay £600 a year for what? To get a couple of bins lifted every month? I pay to have my street lighting fixed in my street, to help the elderly in my street to get about when they want to go out in the street. Can I pay?
Well, can I tell you, I pay rates where I live. And
I'm sure you do, yeah.
The council that I live under has now decided they're only going to collect our bins once a month. And I'm like you, and I think to myself, what am I, that's an awful expensive.
Why do you call her an agent, Mark? What has she said that's annoyed you?
Because when you get someone on talking about that, they turn around and start blaming the city people and everything. I'm the country
Mark,
people are used to living in the country in the darkness. I apologise if I say it that way. It was just infuriating the way people come on the radio and start shouting about city folk.
Yes.
Mark, can I just say something? I did not come on and shout about city folk. And if you interpret it that way, well, I do sincerely apologise. All I'm saying is the people in Northern Ireland, whether you live in the city, in a town, in a rural, in the country, we have to get real. We are not getting the size of cake we got before. We're getting it at a smaller cake, so we all have to get a smaller piece. And
we are not getting the size of cake that we used to get. It's the same happening in the city too. We're late.
I'm not differentiating between the city and the town or the rural people when I say that. What I'm saying is we in Northern Ireland, regardless of whether you live in the city centre of Belfast or you live in the hills of Drumara, we are having cuts and we cannot have them. You know, we have to decide where do we prefer them? Would we prefer it to be in education? Would we say, right, let education take all the cuts, let health take all the cuts? Every day, Stephen, you have something on the radio about cuts and nobody is happy.
Where do you see the story we're about to bring you on the TV show tonight? Let me tell you. Just
Stephen,
wait for
I'll be sitting down waiting. I'm watching for you.
Stephen, it's something to do with Gregory Campbell being so disgraceful last night on TV. You haven't brought him up once this morning on the programme.
He was all over the show yesterday morning.
Stephen, on the programme last night, and Paul Clark, it's disgrace letting on to sleep.
When Stephen,
Mark. Obama was speaking last night, it was disgrace the way he showed him. It was so childish. I'm surprised you haven't even brought him in.
Is that what he did? Because I usually watch that programme, but I didn't see it last night.
Well, Stephen, it was disgrace the way he treated another politician. That's the type of politician that man is, the way I said yesterday.
He hadn't got
the audacity to sit and listen and speak. He just said, bring it on.
Can I interrupt a wee second? I have to go, much as I'm enjoying this conversation. I really, really have to go.
Where are you going?
Where am I going? Stephen, I have to go.
Where are you going?
I'm a mature student and I came out of class to take this call.
Are you bunking off a lecture?
I'm bunking off class right now. And do you know where it is? Do you know where it is, Mark and Stephen? It's right in the city of Belfast.
What are you studying?
Daphne, I hope you're not there at night time. The lights are out then. You're not on your way home.
What are you studying?
I'm not going to tell you what I'm studying on local radio because that will start another debate with you. No. I listen to you too much.
No, go on. You're studying home economics or art.
No.
Or engineering.
No, I'm studying theology.
Theology?
Oh. Magic.
Yes. And I'm skipping class right now, so I really have to go.
Or what are some of the other ones I would guess you would be studying?
I really am studying theology.
Ecology.
No.
Psychology.
No.
Geology.
Stephen, I really am studying theology and I'm actually outside. I'm skipping class, so I have to go. I look forward to seeing you on TV tonight.
I haven't signed the contract yet. I might not be there.
All right.
They're threatening the...
Sure.
They're threatening to cut my money. They always do this on programme day.
Stephen, I'm going to leave you with this. Could you not sponsor some of the street lights in Belfast?
I wonder if Vinnie found out. 14,500 of them are out. How many are they fixing and when?
Sure, Stephen, if you know, you could make a contribution to that.
They phoned in earlier on, didn't they? They haven't phoned back with the answer. Thank you very much, Daphne.
Bye.
Good morning, good morning. Ronald, good morning, Ronald.
Good morning, Stephen. All about the streetlights. My father lives in a cul-de-sac, and he tried to get them fixed about 4 months ago. Now, fair dues, they did come out and try and fix them. They didn't work again, and I phoned them back, and they just told them they won't be fixed. And he lives up a wee cul-de-sac at the side of the house. There's a dark lane, and the wee cul-de-sac is just complete darkness. What would happen if they came out, tripped and fell? Who would they claim off?
Yeah, absolutely. No, you know, that's a fair question, Ronald. Here's Jerry. Morning, Jerry.
Hello, Stephen.
Good morning.
I have reported the streetlights in my street for this last 45 months.
Yes.
With no avail.
45 months?
Yes. And 4 weeks ago, the police were around with sheets of paper.
4 to 5 months or 45 months?
Yes. But 4 weeks ago, there was a girl mugged the street. And the police were around looking for information for the mugging.
Yes.
But it was that dark, he couldn't see nothing. Now, there's a lot of elderly, there is elderly people on this street. I'm nearly 81 myself, and it's a ridiculous situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems to be all over the whole north that street lighting isn't working.
Oh, and then there's somebody on from the DRD shouting in our ear about how some of the lights are being fixed, but they haven't told us how many of the 14,500 are being fixed.
No.
Like, imagine 14,500 lights bust. Yeah.
But, you know, it's a ridiculous situation whenever people are actually getting mugged in the dark in the streets. And there's no consideration at all for us. And all you hear every time I phone up is cutbacks. And like, that's all they say to you.
Wait till you see the cutback story that we are bringing you on live television tonight. Wait till you see it. BBC One 10:35.
I'll be watching.
Thank you, mate.